Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We continue Friday night Sabbath worship.
Hallelujah. 奉主是圣名, 我们要开始礼拜五晚上的安息日聚会。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 293.
请唱诗 293首。
293.
293首。 请坐。
Hallelujah, name is Christ. Before we study scripture together, let's kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
Hallelujah. 我们在, 开始聚会分享道理之前, 我们要一起跪下来祷告。
Now, please kneel down and pray together.
请一起同心, 跪下来祷告。
Now, praise and thank God that my family and I can arrive here safely to have fellowship with all of you this weekend.
很感谢神, 我跟我的家人, 这个礼拜, 能够一起在这里。 能够我很能够平安的来到这里跟大家能团聚团契。
Tonight we continue to study the book of 1 Peter chapter 3.
那今天我们要 一起来查考彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们请翻开彼得前书第三章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
彼得前书第三章第二十节。
Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls were saved through water.
第二十节就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不幸从的人，当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
So we know after God created the whole world,
我们知道在神创造天地万物之后,
shortly afterward, he destroyed almost the whole world.
那没有太久之后, 他把全世界都摧毁了。
By sending the flood to come upon the earth.
他降下洪水。
For sure, at that time, there's millions of people.
在那个时候, 有很多的人。
But throughout all those millions, there only were eight souls were saved.
那在这千百万人当中, 就只有八个人得救。
And how were they saved?
那他们是如何得救的呢?
They were saved through water.
他们, 在, 水里头得救。
For me, this is a very, you know, amazing verse.
那这是一个非常让我觉得惊讶的一个经文。
I mean, God told Noah and his family to build an ark.
那神告诉挪亚跟他的家人要来建造这个方舟。
I mean, the Bible could have said that, you know, eight souls were saved by the ark.
那圣经上在那个时候其实是可以讲说这八个人是借由这个方舟来得救。
But instead, the Bible said eight souls were saved through the water.
但在圣经上，他特别讲的是，这八个人是借着水而得救。We
know that a church cannot save anyone without the true, you know, practice according to the will of God.
我们知道一个教会是没有办法能够救任何一个人，如果这个教会没有实行从神而来的真理。And
a church name also cannot save a person.
一个教会的名字也没有办法让一个人得救。We
can see in the early years, you know, during the time of Peter and Paul.
我们可以知道在早年, 保罗跟, 彼得,
what was the name of the church?
在那个时候有教会的名字吗?
Why did you ever think about that?
我们是不是有想过?
Actually, back then there was no name.
在那个时候并没有名字。
Why? Because there's only one church.
为什么呢? 因为那时候就只有一所,
and there's only one Christian's church.
在那里就只有一个基督教的教会。
But now there's over 4,000 denominations.
但呢现在有超过4000个基督教会。
And because of this, we need to have a name for a church.
那因此我们才需要为我们的教会来命一个名字。
But the name itself cannot save a person.
但呢单就一个教会的名字是没有办法让一个人得救。
Just like the ark cannot save a person.
那就像这个方舟, 只有方舟是没有办法, 来解救人。
Unless that ark built exactly according to the will of God.
除非这个方舟是照着神的指示来建造的。
Just like nowadays with the church.
那就像现在的教会一样。
You can see the eight souls were not saved by the ark, but through the water.
就像现在, 我们在讲这个方舟是没有办法, 能够拯救人, 除非, 是这个方舟是照着, 神的指示来建造。
And then in verse 21,
所以我们看21节,
it is also an antitype which now saves us baptism.
这水所表明的洗礼, 现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。
So that's why even though we name ourselves True Jesus Church,
所以我们现在命我们的教会名字为真耶稣教会。
If we do not practice a baptism according to the Bible,
但如果我们没有照着, 神的指示来实行, 洗礼,
then no one can be saved.
那没有人能够得救。
Just like you know, in the Old Testament.
那就像在旧约当中。
How was the Israelite saved from the Egyptian?
那些以色列人是如何从埃及的手中得到拯救呢？
No, when the Egyptian soldier pursued them.
当这些埃及的追兵在那里追。
The Red Sea was in front of them.
那红海就在他们的面前。
But God, you know, divided the Red Sea.
所以神把红海分开。
And they crossed the Red Sea on dry land.
他们就从红海的当中跨过这个
干地。But remember, they were not saved yet.
但我们要知道，他们在那个时候还没有得救。
Why? Because the Egyptian soldiers were following after them.
因为在那个时候，这些埃及的追兵继续从中间在那里追赶他们。
Only when God brought the sea, you know, upon the Egyptian soldier, then they were saved.
那一直到神把两边的大海再度的能把这些所有的这些追兵淹没，在那个时候才算是得救。
And the same thing during time of Noah.
所以在挪亚那个时候也是。
Why did the water save them?
为什么水来救他们呢？
Because the water destroyed all the evil people.
因为水把所有的邪恶的人全部除尽。
And carried them away from all those evil people.
所以这个水把这八个人从这些邪恶的人当中分别出来。
So just like nowadays.
那就像现在。
How does baptism, save us?
为什么洗礼可以来救我们？
It's to cleanse our sin away.
因为它可以把我们的罪给洗净。
I mean, all the evil that's inside our heart, all the sinful things inside our heart, the water cleanse it away.
因为我们这些所有的心中的邪念跟污秽，借着水可以得到洁净。
But through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但这个水必须要有耶稣基督的血在里面。
So that's why when we talk about being saved.
所以我们在谈到能够得到得救。
Of course, the name of our church is very important.
当然，教会的名字是很重要。
Because it identifies, you know, the truth that you and I practice in the church.
因为这个名字代表着我们在教会所实行的这些真理。
But when we talk about being saved,
但呢，我们谈到真正的得拯救。
We're not truly saved by the church.
我们不是被这个教会来拯救。
We are saved by what we practice in the church.
我们拯救是因为我们在教会里面所实行的。
That is a true baptism.
这就是真正的洗礼。
The promised Holy Spirit.
这是神所应许的
圣灵。And the foot washing.
还有洗脚礼。
All of these sacraments are revealed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有这些所有的圣礼，耶稣基督所实现展现给我们看的。
And all the teaching that we have is also revealed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
那还有所有我们从耶稣基督那里学到的教训。
And that's why you and I are safe.
所以因此我们才能够得救。
I mean, we can name our church True Jesus Church.
那我们也可以这样命我们的教会叫真耶稣教会。
But if we don't practice the truth,
但呢，我们如果没有实行真理，
then doesn't matter how many times we call ourselves our church true, it cannot be true.
那不论我们叫自己的教会名字有多少个真在上面，这都不会是够真。
Just like if we want to name a daughter Bella, beautiful.
那如果我们命我们的小孩的名字叫美丽，
if our daughter is not beautiful,
但呢，如果我们的女儿如果很不幸的不美丽，
you can name her Bella, but she still cannot be beautiful.
你可以把她的名字称作很美丽，可是她还是不美
丽。So that's why when you and I share the gospel with others,
所以当我们跟其他人在分享我们的福音，
of course, it's nothing wrong to say the name of our church.
当然，我们称呼我们介绍我们教会的名称，当然这是很好的。
But what's more important is to share with them the true gospel that our Lord Jesus Christ has revealed to us.
但更重要的是要能够分享这些从神那里而来的这些真理。
And you know, instead of saying, just say, you know, the TJC believe in this, we should just say, the Bible says this.
那我们不应该只是讲说真耶稣教会是如此的信奉，如此实行，而是我们应该讲圣经是这么记载的。
Why? Because some people get very offended when we say the name of the church first instead of quoting from the Bible.
那因为有些人他们一听到某个直接称呼某个教会的名字的时候，可能会他们会觉得不是很愉快。
Of course,
所以我们应该要讲说，这是从圣经上我们能够找得到圣经的根据。
By all means, it's nothing wrong to say, you know, in church we believe in this. It's nothing wrong with that.
当然，我们来跟大家说我们所信的是哪一个教会，这个当然没有错。
But if we say the Bible says this,
但呢，我们如果说圣经是这么讲的
，if the Bible says this, then not too many people say anything.
那如果我们能够来说这是圣经上的记载，那其他人就不会有反对。
But of course, you and I are saved through water.
那我们都是借着水而得救。
But this is not know, that is the beginning of our faith.
那这是我们信仰的起的起头。
What you and I need to do is to live a life according to the teaching that's in the Bible.
那在这之后，我们必须要在生活当中实际上的来实行我们圣经上所学的道理。
Because baptism is only the beginning.
因为洗礼只是一个开始。
If you and I do not practice what is true according to the Bible,
如果我们没有办法照圣经上所指示的来行。
And then, of course, we cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们最终还是不能够进入天堂。
And that's why in chapter 3,
我们看第三章,
Peter gave us some example.
彼得给了我们一个例子。
And this example is to truly love one another.
那这例子就是我们要能够真正的来彼此相爱。
And through this love, we can save one another.
那借着这个相爱，我们能够彼此得救。
Then the first relationship that Peter's talking about is, you know, marriage.
在第一个类别的关系彼得所提到的就是婚姻
Between wife and husband.
那这是夫妻之间的关系
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的
In chapter 3 verse 1.
我们看第三章第一节
Say wives likewise be submissive to your own husband.
他说你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫
And this is something that is sometimes is very difficult for a wife to do.
这有的时候对做妻子的来说不是那么容易做到。
Especially this day and age, many wives are very educated, maybe they can even make more salary, and this and that. So quite often it's very difficult to be submissive to her own husband.
尤其是在现在的社会，很多时候这些做太太的甚至可能有比较高的社会地位或者是赚比较多的钱，所以要太太们能够对先生顺服不是很容易。
And what is the goal to be submissive?
所以要能够顺服的这个目标是什么
That the second half of verse 1.
所以这个第二段
That even if some do not obey the word, they with our word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
在这里说这样若有不信从道理的丈夫他们虽然不听到也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来
Of course, you know, Peter talking about those who come to know Jesus Christ but they already been married.
所以当然这里讲就是那些已经信了耶稣基督的那也结婚了也结婚的
Then maybe the wife is a believer
那因为或许那时候太太是信已经是信了
主的 I mean she came to believe
然后她已经来信耶稣基督
But the husband is not
但先生还没有信
And what is the best way for him to come to know the Lord
那怎么样能够让这个先生能够来愿意学习道理归入主的名下
That is to be submissive to our own husband.
所以就是要做妻子的可以顺服丈夫
Of course, this submissive is we also need to realize that you know, to be submissive in the Lord.
但我们要知道这个顺服是在主里头的顺服
Of course, if our husband tells us to worship idols, things like that, we should not do things like that.
因为如果先生说要去拜偶像那太太不能够这样子来顺服
You know, the last several years,
在过去几年
I have a lot of husbands who call me for advices.
那我有很多的这个做先生的打电话给我要寻求我的建议。
And one of the common problems that their wives, they're no longer submissive or listen to them.
因为他们的问题就是他们的太太不再很顺服的来听从他们。
And some of them make comments, you know, so when we live in Taiwan, my wife is so submissive, then the minute we move here, for some reason, they no longer listen to me.
那他们的这个抱怨呢，就是说我们在台湾的时候，我的太太对我非常的顺服，但不知道为什么一搬到这里，那之后我的太太就不再顺服我了。
And that is a common problem.
那这是一个共通的问题。
But of course, I always ask them, "Do you show great love towards your wife?"
那当然我会问他们说，你是不是对你的太太也表现出很大的爱心
？Of course, if you want your wife to be submissive to you, you must show great love.
但于你要你的太太对你顺服，你要必须非常的爱她。
But of course, if we live in Asia and we come to America and then we treat our wives exactly the same way we treat them in Asia, they get also going to react very differently.
当然，如果我们虽然已经住到了美国，住到了西方国家，但如果做先生的还是像当时在台湾或者是亚洲国家那样子的方式来对待太太的话，那或许太太们就没有办法能够接受。
Because America, the culture is very different.
因为在美国，这个文化是不一样的。
I mean, you know, for they have women's right, they have, you know, of course, women are very educated, women can make a lot of money, all this kind of stuff. Quite often, it's very difficult for our wives if they, you know, have all these things to be submissive.
因为在美国这个大环境之下，常常有一些这个妇女团体的一些这个宣告，然后在这个环境当中，很多的女性她们也有非常多的言论自由，或者是她们有比较高的社会地位，或者是接受比较多的教育，所以要做妻子的顺服不是很容易。
You know, I have heard many husbands who's not believers.
那我听到很多的先生，他们还不是信徒。
And I ask them one question.
所以我问他们一个问题。
I say, why are you not baptized yet?
我问他们为什么你还没有受洗。
Because quite often they've been come to church 5, 15 years, 20 years, but they still do not want to be baptized.
因为很多时候他们其实已经来教会5年、10年、15年，但是他们不愿意受洗。
And one answer they say to me.
但有一个共通的答案，他们这样回答我。
If my wife changed the way she is.
如果我的太太改变。
And then I will be baptized.
改变她的态度，那我就会来受洗。
Of course, at first I didn't understand. You know, at first when I talked to this kind of Tracy, I didn't understand what they mean.
当然一开始的时候我不了解他这是什么意思。
They say my wife in church, she acts one way.
那他们说我的太太呢在教会的时候她是一个表现。
And at home, she acts another way.
回到家呢她又是另外一种表现。
And at home, I never see Christ inside of her.
因为在家里我从来没有办法在我的太太身上看到耶稣基督。
Why would I want to be baptized?
为什么我想要受洗呢？
Of course, when I hear this, it's very sad.
当然我们听到这样的话就觉得非常的难过。
I remember one time when a sister was dying in the hospital.
那我记得有一位姐妹她
Dying. She was dying in the hospital.
那有一位姐妹她在医院即将过世。
And her last request is for her husband to be baptized.
那她最后的要求就是希望她的先生可以受洗。
And during this time, her husband came to visit in the hospital.
那个时候她先生到了医院来看她。
I mean, they've been married for many, many, many years.
那他们已经结婚非常多年了。
But she knows that, you know, she wants her husband to enter eternal life.
她知道她要她的先生能够进入永生。
And she asks her husband, "This is my last wish."
她告诉她的先生，这是我最后的愿望。
That you be baptized in TJC.
你可以在真耶稣教会受洗。
And he said no.
这先生说不行。
And she said why?
她说为什么呢？
She's like, a lot of you are hypocrites.
她说很多你们都是假冒为善。
Yes, even though you go to church.
当然你们到教会。
But the way you live your life, the way you act, sometimes worse than people not in church.
他说但是呢你所说话你的行为举止有的时候比那些非基督徒还要糟糕。
Even though I know you want me to be baptized.
当然我在之前就认识你，你在受洗之前我就认识你。
But I will not. The husband said, I will not.
他说但我不会受洗。
And then he said to her that, how many times you come, you know, from church, and you tell me all the horrible story about the brother and sister in church, what they do, and this and that.
他说很多次你从教会回家，那你不断地告诉我哪些教会的弟兄姐妹做了哪些不该做不好的一些不好的事情。
And why would you want me to join a church like that?
但你为什么要我来加入你们这样的教会？
And he said, I've been married to you for many, many years.
他说我们已经结婚这么多年了。
Almost every time, every Saturday, even Friday after church, you come home, you always complain to me about all the things that, you know, your brother and sister do in church.
那我们在这么多年以来，那从礼拜五晚上的聚会或者是礼拜六的聚会回家，你就开始不断地跟我数算教会里面哪个弟兄哪个姐妹他们所做的不对的事情或者是不好的事情。
And sadly, the sister passed away.
那很不幸的呢，这姐妹就这样过世了。
Until this day, her husband actually doesn't even come. I mean, he doesn't. We don't see him at church. We don't. You know, of course, he's not baptized.
那当真的之后，我们也很遗憾，这个先生就没有再到教会来了，因为他一直没有受洗。
When the sister was alive, the only time he came to church when we have some kind of picnic and things like that, but not for worship.
那当这个太太还在世的时候，这位他的先生会来教会，但不是来做这个崇拜聚会，他而是加入一些这个教会的活动或者是团契。
And that's why Peter's wisdom shared with us.
所以在这里彼得他很有智慧的来。
If you have someone who do not believe,
虽然有一些不还没有信的。
They must see Christ in us.
他们必须要从我们身上
来看到耶稣基督。We must conduct ourselves according to the word of God.
我们必须要能够让自己能够所言所行都照圣经上的教训。
Of course, it's not only between wife and husband.
当然，这不仅仅是夫妻之间而已。
Between all human relationship.
而是所有的人与人之间互动的关
系。If people cannot see Christ in us,
如果其他的人从我们身上看不到
基督， How can they be motivated to be baptized, you know, in the church?
那他们又如何的会想要在我们的教会里头受洗呢？
Then in verse 3,
我们看第三节，
Do not let your adornment be merely outward.
你们不要以外面的变头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Peter is not saying that we should not, you know, adorn ourselves.
彼得并不是说我们完全不要装饰我们自己。
We should arrange our hair. We should arrange our hair. Arrange, you know,comb your hair.
Okay, 我们需要能够有适度的装饰。
Of course, you want to wear some jewelry, it's okay.
当然，你如果想要带一些这个装饰珠宝是可以的。
It's also nice to put some fine apparel, some nice clothing, it's okay.
那当然，这个穿一些比较好的衣服，这个也都很好。
But Peter said, do not focus only on those things.
但彼得说的呢，就是不要只在意这些事情。
But what we need to focus on is the inner man, the inner beauty.
那要能够重视的呢，是这个所谓里面存就是这种内在美。
Because the inner beauty lasts forever.
因为这种内在的美是能够永久的长存。
And that's why in verse 4 it says, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of the Lord.
所以在第四节这里讲，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这是神面前极为宝贵的。
You know, for those of us who've been married for a long time,
我们这些已经结婚过很多年的，
we know it doesn't matter how beautiful our wife is or how handsome our husband is, it fades away sooner or later.
我们知道我们的先生太太们的这个英俊美貌，这个时间一段之后，一段时间过去之后，这些都会消逝。
I mean, when I was younger, I mean, I didn't really mind taking pictures.
我在比较年轻的时候，我不介意就是照相。
But now, every time I take picture, it doesn't matter what kind of angle I'm taking my picture, it doesn't look good.
那现在呢，我照相不论是哪一个角度来照，都好像不好看了。
And it's just the way it is.
那这就是一个很自然的现象。
And every time you take a picture, you get to suck your stomach in. You know, it's just like, and you forget, and then you and the picture, your stomach is sticking out.
所以每次照相，我要很故意的、很刻意的收小腹。那也就是说，忘记了，一不小心，照片里有我的大肚子。
And every time I see my niece, she always say, "Uncle, engage, engage." She's like, you know, put your stomach in. That's what she's saying.You know?
所以每次我要照相的时候，我的侄女会很好心的告诉我说：“哎，叔叔，你要赶快把肚子收起来。”
When I'm driving sick in the van, I'm like, man, I just don't like the look of myself. Because your belly is sticking out, right? That would never happen when I was younger, but now is the reality.
那像我在开车的时候，我也很不喜欢我的肚子会顶到这个方向盘。那我以前年轻的时候并不会这样。
But you know, but hopefully, that every single one of us, the inner beauty, continue to be there.
那希望我们每一个人这种内在的美能够一直与我们存在。
You know, my wife keeps saying, the older I am, the more handsome she feels that, you know, I am.
那我的太太常常告诉我说，这个我越来年纪越大，那我这个就越来越的英俊。
And then, you know, in the beginning, I don't understand it. I mean, what do you mean?Right.
一开始的时候，我不是很了解他在说什么。
But I think later on, I understand that the reason why she thinks I'm more handsome now than before becauseYou know, I'm more gentle and kind than before. That's what it is.
所以我现在在想，可能他的意思就是我随着年龄的增长，那我其实是越变越温柔，越来越有这种谦和的态度。
And this kind of inner beauty will never fade away.
那这些内在的美是不会褪去的。
And that's why for us as Christians.
所以我们身为基督徒。
No, in relationship between wife and husband.
那我们夫妻之间的关系
，will be kind and gentle to one another.
我们必须要能够非常的柔和，谦和的来互相对待。
Just like how Sarah treated Abraham.
那就像撒拉，他跟亚伯拉罕之间的关系。
That she called him Lord.
那他称呼他我主。
But look at verse 7.
那我们看第七节。
Say husband likewise dwell with them with understanding.
他说你们做丈夫的也要按情理。和妻子同住。
You know, Freud, Sigmund Freud was a great, you know, analyst. Of course, he was a psychiatrist.
那弗洛伊德，那他是一个很有名的心理学家。
There's one famous quote he said.
那有一个他很有名的一句话。
He said he can understand most people.
他说我可以认识所了解认识所有的人。
But when it comes to women, he doesn't understand anything about them.
但呢，一讲到女人，他什么都不懂。
And actually, he's quite right.
那其实他是非常正确的。
But no, the Bible encourages that we must live actually with our spouse with understanding.
那这里圣经上其实是说，要按情理与妻子同住。
And the reason why quite often husbands do not understand our wives is because we are not good listeners.
那我们的丈夫，先生们不了解太太们的原因是因为没有做到倾听的工作。
If we are good listeners,
如果我们有好好的来听，
I'm sure after 20, 30 years later being married, you will understand your wife more.
我们这个结了婚二十三十年之后，我们都能够更加的了解我们的太太。
But the problem is that, you know, the longer we marry, the tendency to listen less, you know, is even more.
所以，但很不幸的呢，就是结婚越久，那这个倾听的这个耐心似乎就越来越薄弱了。
So wives, you really want your husband to listen to you? Maybe the first couple of years of your marriage, talk a lot.
所以这些太太们可能。他们希望先生可以听他讲话，所以一开始刚结婚前两年，可能彼此互相聊天很多。
Because that is the honeymoon stage.
因为就是在这个蜜月期。
And your husbands, you know, still want to listen, you know, listen things. Of course, it shouldn't be like that, but I'm saying this is a reality.
那我在想，就是虽然不是最这当然不事情不应该是这样，可是就是结婚初期，先生们总是会很有耐心的来听太太讲话。
But if you've been married 20, 30 years and your husband still sit there and listen to you and understand you, this is very wonderful.
但如果你已经结婚了二三十年，如果你的先生还是愿意很有耐心的坐在那里听你讲话，那这真的是非常美好。
That means that his inner beauty is the inner man continues to grow day by day.
那这表示，这个先生他的这个内在的这个美，他是越来越的这个成长。
So this is the wisdom concerning relationship in a marriage.
这就是在婚姻生活当中的智慧。
Really, if wife be submissive to your husband,
要太太们能够对先生顺服。
And if husband truly understand our wives,
那先生也要真正的来了解我们的太太。
Then a relationship have a great potential to be great.
那这样的话，夫妻关系才有办法能够这个持久。
Then from verse 8 to verse 9,
从第八节到第九节，
He showed us how you and I should treat one another.
那这里讲我们彼此要如此的来相处。
Say, finally, all of you be of one mind.
他说，总而言之，你们都要同心。
Really, how can you and I be of one mind?
我们要怎么样才能做到同心？
We come from different backgrounds.
我们是有不同的这个背景。
We have different culture.
我们有不同的文化。
How can we have be of one mind?
我们要怎么样才有办法有同心？
Only through the Holy Spirit.
要借的圣灵。
There's no way that you and I can be of one mind without the Holy Spirit.
我们如果没有借着圣灵，我们是不可能同心而成为一体。
Because when you and I are filled with the Holy Spirit,
因为我们在充满圣灵的时候，
we have the mind of Christ.
我们就会有与基督同心。
And Christ has only one mind.
那耶稣基督他就只有一个心。
If you and I all fill with the Holy Spirit,
所以如果我们都被圣灵充满，
we all will have the mind of Christ.
我们就会都有耶稣基督的心。
Then only then that you and I can be of one mind.
所以我们如果以耶稣基督的心为心的时候，我们就会同
心。And the second thing, we must have compassion for one another.
那另外就是要能够彼此体恤。
Of course, it seems easy to love one another.
当然说起来很简单，要彼此相爱。
But actually, it's not.
但要做到不容易。
Why? Because we all have different characters.
因为每个人都有不同的性格。
We have different strengths, we have different weaknesses.
我们有不一样的长处或者是不一样的
软弱。 You know, sometimes when you want to like a brother or sister, when you want to, you know, you desire in your heart, you want to like them.
有的时候在你心里，你可能想要跟某一位弟兄或姐妹很接近，很像。
Sometimes they, you know, they, you know, they use you, they abuse you, then you have to still continue to love them.
但有的时候呢，如果他们利用你或者甚至对你不好，但是你还是继续的。
You know, one time I went to a church.
有一次我到一个教会。
And actually, this brother, he's a very nice brother.
这位弟兄呢，其实他人非常的好。
He always picked this other brother, you know, to come to church and also take him take him home.
那他总是帮忙接送教会弟兄姐妹的工作。
And he doesn't mind to do that.
他不介意能够做这些工作。
But this other brother who's being picked up,
那这个被接的弟兄
First, he just tell me, oh, can you stop by at Ranch 99 so I can get something?
他会说, oh, 你可不可以先在这个超市前面停一下, 我要去买一下东西。
But the brother didn't care.
那这个弟兄他不介意。
He took him to Ranch 99.
他就带他去买东西。
And then, of course, afterward, oh, can you take me, you know, to another place which is very far?
那这位弟兄又讲了, 那你可不可以也顺便载我去另外一个地方? 这个地方是个很远的地方。
Get to the point, can you drop me off at somebody's house?
那到最后他说, 那你可不可以就把我载到某一个人的家?
Then it continued to, on a weekday, can you take me to the hospital, take me to the doctor appointment, this and that. Meanwhile, that brother have three sons at home doing nothing.
所以他甚至在周间的时候还说, 哎,你可不可以, 载我去医院, 载我去做这个, 载我去做那个。 所以这个弟兄本身, 载人的弟兄, 他其实家里有三个小孩, 就完全没有办法照顾家里了。
So we had to have a big meeting.
那我们, 有一个会议。
Because obviously that this other brother is really taking advantage of this other brother.
因为这个被接的弟兄似乎,
so even though he wanted to love him, he wanted to love him, he wanted to be his brother, but he just feels he's being taken advantage of.
那这位照顾人的弟兄, 他在那个时候他愿意帮助, 可是在那时候他也觉得他似乎, 这个被利用了。
So that's why to have compassion for one another is not an easy thing to do.
所以要能够彼此连续, 彼此相爱, 不是个容易的事情。
Of course, be tender-hearted.
那当然, 要能够, 这个有慈悲,
and be courteous.
那要非常的谦卑,
this is kind of mentality that you and I need to have.
所以这是一种大家都应该要有的一个心智,
but if you don't have the mind of Christ,
但我们如果没有与基督同行,
compassion does not come easy, too easily.
那这些连续, 怜悯, 谦, 慈悲的心智,
if you don't have the mind of Christ,
如果我们有耶稣基督的心,
it's very difficult to be tender hearted and be courteous.
如果我们没有与基督耶稣同行, 我们就没有办法能够做到彼此连续,
but that's what you and I need to do.
但这是我们必须要做的。
And of course, in verse 9 say, do not return evil for evil.
那第九节这里讲, 不要以恶报恶。
But no, on the contrary, blessing known that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
所以不要以恶报恶, 以辱骂还辱骂, 倒要祝福, 因为你们是为此蒙召, 好叫你们承受福气。
And it's also very difficult to do.
这其实也是很难做到的。
If someone do evil to us,
因为如果有人对我们不好,
how can we bless them?
你要怎么样的来祝福他们呢?
It's very difficult.
这是很难做到的事情。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to practice such thing as his chosen people.
所以耶稣基督要我们来做这样的事情, 就是能够, 能够不要以恶报恶。
And then the last, you know, the last part of the chapter,
那在这章的最后一个部分,
he also shared with us that we should live a life of doing good.
那他告诉我们要能够在生活当中能够行善。
Make sure you and I do not suffer because of our sin, but rather suffer because of righteousness.
那让我们, 不要因为恶而来受罪, 而是因为要, 能够行义的缘故而来, 这个受苦。
And that's why in verse 13 says, and who is he who will harm you if you become follower of what is good?
他说13节, 你们若是热心行善, 有谁害你们呢?
We know that, you know, it's sometimes when we try to do what is good to others and then they do evil to us.
我们知道有的时候我们试着要向其他人来行善, 但这个受到这个帮助的人反倒,
but, but what Peter is saying that as long as you and I do good,
那这里彼得讲的是, 只要我们是行善,
just like in verse 14, if we suffer for righteousness' sake,
那就像14节这里讲, 你们是为义来受苦,
we are blessed.
我们这样是受苦的。
Why? Because God will see everything.
因为, 神他看见所有的事情。
And that's why it's a wonderful thing to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以信靠耶稣基督是个非常美好的事。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ went through exactly the same thing.
因为耶稣基督他就是经历了一样的情况。
He was without sin.
他没有罪。
And he came to die for mankind.
那他为了人类来受死。
But the same man who he died for crucify him, spat on him, even curse him.
那这些, 他, 要来拯救的这些人, 反而, 定他十字架, 而且来鞭打他, 或者是, 这个, 唾弃他。
So that's why Peter said, do not be surprised.
所以彼得说, 我们不要, 觉得惊慌。
If they treat our Lord Jesus Christ in such a way, they also will treat us the same way.
因为如果人会对耶稣基督行那样的事情, 他们也会对我们行不好的事情。
But as our Lord Jesus Christ suffered for you and I,
但耶稣基督为我们来受苦。
We also suffer for one another.
我们也要为彼此来受苦。
Anyone want to do evil to us?
我们绝对不要彼此的来行恶。
We bless them.
我们为那些对我们不好的人，
we love them.
我们要来祝福他，我们要来爱他
们。 We show them more compassion.
我们要能够对他们有更多的爱心。
And hoping that one day they can change the way they are.
那我们希望有一天他们能够改变他们的做法。
Of course, yes, we are all safe.
那当然我们是得到拯救的。
But that's only the beginning of our faith.
但我们现在只是一个
我们信仰历程的开始。 We must be able to live with one another.
我们必须要能够彼此的相处。
And continue to develop that inner beauty.
那我们能够慢慢的能够把我们内在的这个美可以发展出来。
As wife and husband.
那在夫妻之间。
We must continue to show compassion to our brothers and sisters.
那我们也必须要能够持续不断的来在弟兄姐妹当中来显现爱心。
And bless those who do evil to us.
那我们对那些 对我们不好的人，我们要对他们祝福。
Because we have the same goal.
因为我们有一样的目标。
And that goal is with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的目标就是我们要把 眼睛放在耶稣基督身上。
And that goal is that one day every single one of us will enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们每一个人的目标就是希望大家有一天都到最后能够进入我们的天家。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们现在请起立唱诗。
Hymn 18.
第十八首。
Hymn 18.
十八首。
All of us are saved through water.
是的，我们每个人都是借水而得救。
Just like the time of Noah, 8 souls were saved.
就像在挪亚那个时候，有八个灵魂得救。
But remember, they all have to spend with one another inside the ark.
但我们要知道，他们这八个人必须在这个方舟里头互相相处。
And in the ark, there's all different kinds of animals also need to stay together.
那在这个方舟里头，也还有各式各样的动物，他们也都必须要一起共同生活。
Right. Some are lions, some are snakes, some like just like cockroach. I'm not maybe not cockroach, maybe a lizard or something, right?
所以有这个狮子、老虎，或者甚至其他的这个昆虫也好，这不同的动物。
I mean, maybe cockroach too, we don't know, but you know, whatever it is, but we all have different type of people in the church.
对，或许包括蟑螂，好，不管怎么样，就是各式各种不同的生物在里头。
And that's why the Bible shows us we need to have compassion for one another.
所以圣经上勉励我们，我们必须要能够，能够对，能够施行爱心。
And be tender-hearted.
那能够非常的，有，慈心。
You know, sometimes if you're a little mouse and you just staying there waiting to cross the street and then there's a lion just come in and bother you, you must be gentle, right? And you must be courteous. Even though the lion can eat you and stuff like that, but you still have to be gentle, right?
所以有的时候或许一个这个老鼠准备要过街，那这个大象可能急着要跑过来，可能就是大家彼此要互相的有耐心的来对待。
But whatever it is, we're in this ark together.
因为我们都是在这个方舟里头共同的生活。
Of course, the time of Noah is like 40 days.
那当然，在那时候有这个四十天
，maybe for us maybe 40 years。
那对我们来说，或许是40年
，maybe longer than that，
或者甚至更长久。
So we don't get along and be in one mind. How can you and I, you know, stay in the same place? It would be very difficult.
所以，如果我们没有办法同心，没有办法互相忍受、接受的话，我们要怎么样一起能够迈向前，然后一起同入天国呢？
Now let's come up and pray together.
我们最后请大家一起到前
面来祷告。And we ask the ministers to lay hands on us.
那我们请这个圣职人员来为我们按手。
Please come up and pray together.
一起到前面来祷告。